Erev Tov Rabotai. So, we are, how many days, Maor, how many days are we away from Pesach?
24.
Chazak Baruch. So 24 days from Pesach, Mishtabach Shemo Maor, on the ball. So, that being said, there's a lot to do. You're learning Pesachim, so you could probably tell me a little bit about this stuff, or a lot about this stuff. I want to first, there's two parts to the shir. I want to first break down the Isurei Chametz. Break that down into pieces. And Shiurim, and then Be'ezat Hashem from there, we'll go to Limudim of Hilchot Pesach. So, let's start like this. We know, we're going to see Be'ezat Hashem this coming Shabbat, Parashat HaChodesh. This week is the last week of the Arba Parashiyot. Last one either on or before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Over there, the Torah speaks in Parashat HaChodesh about several things. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and the mitzvah of Achilat HaPesach and Achilat Matzah Umaron. Now, with regards to Pesach nowadays, there's only one mitzvat aseh that has to do with Pesach itself nowadays, which is irrelevant of the Beit HaMikdash standing, that is mitzvat Achilat Matzah. Although, and we know, what about mitzvat Achilat Maror? Nowadays, mitzvat Achilat Maror is only midrabbanan. Why? Because the Torah says meforash, al matzot umrorim yocheluhu, that the maror is only to be eaten together with matzah umaror. So the Chachamim learned out that bizman, that there's korban Pesach, so maror is deoraita, but when there's no korban Pesach, the maror is midrabbanan, only zecher l'mikdash. That's what we do today. But matzah is a totally different story, because although the Torah says about matzah as well, al matzot umaronim yocheluhu, that the korban Pesach is to be eaten upon matzah umaror, nevertheless, the Torah speaks elsewhere several times about mitzvah of achilat matzah, independent of korban Pesach, shivat yamim tochal matzot. Now, everybody knows, the Gemara asks, that there seems to be a stira in the psukim. One pasuk says, ba'erev tochilu matzot. Right, it says you should eat matzot. Be'lel Pesach ba'ayir, over there it's talking about Lel Pesach. Lel chamisha asar benisan. On the other hand, there's another pasuk that says shivat yamim tochal matzot. Yeah, and there's another pasuk that says sheshet yamim matzot tochelu. Whoa, what's is it? One day, is it the Lel Pesach? Is it for 7 days? Is it for 6 days? What's going on? So the Gemara learns out it's not a stira. Lakashia. Lel Pesach, the first night, Lel Seder, is mitzvah ta'aseh min Torah, bekum va'aseh. You have to go seek out matzah in order to fulfill the mitzvah of achilat matzah b'Lel Seder. Whereas the rest of the days of Pesach, it's the isur chametz is still there. So if you want to eat something that's chameshet aminim, you have to make sure it's not chametz, it's matzah. But the mitzvah to actively go and seek out bekum va'aseh to eat matzah, that's no longer mitzvah.
Is it better to write it to kum va'aseh? Is it like a bigger mitzvah?
Well, there's no deoraita the rest of the days of Pesach.
It says deoraita, it's just not kum ba'aseh.
No.
We're not commanding you, but if you do it, it's still a mitzvah.
Time out. The deoraita is abstaining from chametz. Now, abstaining from chametz could be eating fruits and vegetables. Abstaining from chametz can also be eating matzah. So when you eat matzah, you're mekayim the lack of chametz. But you're not mekayim the mitzvah of achilat matzah. Yes, everybody knows. There's a famous Shita of the Gaon who says that he disagrees. He brings several Yishonim that says that there's a mitzvah. He was actually makpid to eat matzah every day of Pesach because he understands that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah bekum va'aseh every day.
Every bite?
Huh?
Like every bite's a mitzvah?
I don't know, every bite. Every kazait, maybe. Possibly. Aval, mikol makom, da'at rov kechol harishonim, the Rambam, da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch, is not that way. That's why nafkamina ledina is what? Whether or not matzah is deoraita all 7 days or not. What's the nafkamina ledina?
It's the right of the first two amount that said that I said
it. Well, Lila said that it is, but what's nafkamina le'alacha? Bracha. Bracha. You only make alachilat matzah be'lila seder. That's it. The rest of Pesach, you make a motzi, no alachilat matzah, because it's no longer a mitzvah. The mitzvah, that's why, by the way, da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Pechet Saif Yod, is that, let's say a person forgets Ya'alev Yavo in Birkat HaMazon on Yom Tov. What's the halacha? Shabbat. Everybody, what's the halacha by Shabbat? You forgot Ritzevach Alitzenu by Shabbat. Halacha. Da'at Maran HaShulchan Aruch is that the first two meals of Shabbat is chova le'echol pat. There's a chova to eat bread during the first two meals of Shabbat. Third meal of Shabbat, Seuda Shlishit, is a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, but not a chova. You are yotze Seuda Shlishit with other things. Now, although Not for naught. There are other Rishonim that say that even the first... Yeah. Yes? Yes? So there are several Rishonim. Tosfot Rid, Ra'avaya, Rabbeinu Simcha, and others that say that even the first two meals of Shabbat, you are also Yotze B'minei Targima. You are Yotze Seudat Shabbat, even with... other Minei Targima is like, you know, mezonot and cakes, cookies, stuff like that. Nevertheless, Maran HaShulchan Aruch disagrees with that. He says, La'alacha, if you did not eat bread the first two seudot of Shabbat, you're not Yotze Yedei Chova. And because of that, since there's a Chova to eat bread, right, the formula is, when do you repeat Birkat HaMazon for forgetting Me'ena? You're still here.
Yeah.
You can take your chances, huh? You take your chances?
I'll be fine. I'll just
say I've learned. Okay, so, yefe. Shluchei mitzvah enen nizokin. The Gemara says, לא ביציאתן ולא בחזרתן. Now when they go, now when they come back. טוב, בכלל. יפה. Where do we learn it from?
Talmidim.
Also?
Oh,
yeah, the
Kol HaPesach.
יפה. Now.
We pass in the Kumbaseh Shabbat according to the in Chatzinuf.
How so? What do you mean?
Like, he has an entire Zahal, how long? How do we explain that Tzakum Ba'aseh? How does Maran explain that Tzakum Ba'aseh?
What, Achilat Matzah?
Yeah. No, sorry, no, Amar Tashbitu. Wait, no, oh, we're exactly. Delving into Tashbitu.
Hold on, yeah, I'm not in Tashbitu yet. Now, I'm talking about Mitzvah Ta'aseh on Pesach. Tashbitu, yeah, that's...
Right, yeah. When the Rav said, like, Akum Ba'aseh Sheval Ta'aseh, I jumped...
Yeah, I know, I dropped some major yeshivish words on you right there, you know, Akum Ba'aseh, so... I know, triggered, which is good. Now, listen carefully. I don't know if it gets more yeshivish than Kum Ba'aseh and Sheval Ta'aseh, but yeah, probably Gavra Chefza, you know, it does get a little bit more yeshivish.
Anyway, my preferred tongue knows is that Kum Ba'aseh instead of Kum Ba'aseh.
Listen carefully. Rabotai, I want you to know, before I spoke like this, I spoke like that. Okay? So, I went to Ashkenaz yeshivas my whole life. I speak a fluent Yiddish. So, you know, just putting things in perspective, it took... Originally, when I was learning, I always davened like a Sfaradi. That was always that. But when I learned, it was always Be'avar Ashkenazi, it's always like Ashkenazim. And I never could think, like, I'm thinking of like reading it like a Sfaradi from the Gemara. It never went. But then when I made the switch, I could never go back. It's so hard. It's like a, now to go back to Ashkenazi for me is I could do it, but it's not second nature anymore. Mikol makom rabotai. So that's with regards to mitzvah achilat matzah. So the reason now I ask you, what about if that's on Shabbat? Besides for seudah shlishit, where there's no chova, what was the formula? If there's a chova to eat bread at that meal and you forget me'ena me'ora, which is mentioning that event in that birkat hamazon, then you have to be chozer. First two seudot of Shabbat, Dari Kadosh is mechayev to repeat Birkat HaMazon after Seudah Shlishit as well. Because he holds that on Pi HaKabbalah, it's Chovah Le'echol Pat. And therefore, the Ari HaKadosh writes in Sha'ar HaKavanot, Darush Le'om HaShabbat, he says that you have to be Chozer for Birkat HaMazon for Seudah Shlishit as well. The Ben Yishchai holds like the Ari HaKadosh. Maran HaShulchan Aruch says no. Safek Berachot La'akel. And Halacha Kedaat Maran is that if a person forgot Ritzev HaChalitzenu by Birkat HaMazon of Seudah Shlishit, Eno Chozer. Yeah. Yeah, but over here it's brachot. Safek brachot. No. This is mamash safek brachot. According to Maran, you're tzeh birkat hamazon. Were you to say it again, it's four brachot levatala. What's the shayla?
The person didn't have bread. First meal.
Yeah.
Bread, and then he had bread on the other two meals. Are those the next to be lunch and
yeah, fair enough. There's a machloket between Tosfot and the Rambam. Tosfot is a masechet Shabbat of Kuf Yutchet. And the Rambam, towards the end of Hilchot Shabbat, there's a machloket whether or not the three meals of Shabbat have to be in order, which means, are they spaced out between night, day, afternoon? The Rambam says that it has to be like that. He calls it Seudat HaLaila, Seudat Shacharit, V'Seudat HaEriv. That's how he calls the three meals. Whereas Tosfot doesn't name them like that. Tosfot says, Be'etzim, if a person, Nafkamina Ledina, what happens if, let's say, a person for whatever reason, he was Anus, Be'len Shabbat, he couldn't eat Seudat Len Shabbat. He wasn't feeling well, something happened, fell asleep, whatever. Who knows what? He wakes up on Shabbat day, goes to Davin. He says, you know what? Let me make it up. Is there Tashlumin for Seudot Shabbat? According to Tosfot, yes. You can have all three Seudot on Shabbat day. Whereas according to the Rambam, it doesn't work like that. You lost Seuda Rishona. You lost Seudat HaLayla. So now you have other Chovah. You have Chovah of Seudat HaYom. You have Seudat Shlishit. You can't make up Seudat HaLayla. There's other Nafkaminot, Ledina. But let's put that aside for a second. Although, there are some Rishonim, like I told you, that hold that you would be Yotze. Even the first two Seudot of Shabbat with Minei Targima, the Halacha, that's not the Din, like that. Now I ask you, what about Yom Tov? Seudat Yom Tov, a person forgot Ya'alev Yavo. Forget about Etzev Achlitzen for now. Ya'alev Yavo on Yom Tov beBirkat HaMazon. You have to be Chozer or not.
Yes. Only the first
night. No. Final answer?
Yeah.
50-50? Only
the first night and the seventh night.
Why?
Because
that's the day that...
that's Yom Tov. Objection. No,
it's like the second day. Oh, Bet Mishpat. One second. Hold on. Hold on. Huh? No, no. Sustained means you accept. You have to say overruled. Overruled. Who's taking law over here? Who's taking law? I have lawyers in my shul. They come to my shiurim. I tell them every time they agree with me so much. And some of them are, you know, big lawyers. And I tell them, Eze mishpatim balida'om. You go to, there's no, you know, even if they say precedent, they don't have law. It's Confucius. It's what's constitutional law? What is constitutional law? It has no basis. It all has to do with how the judge woke up that morning. It could be the same thing with precedent, without. There's no madad. Even though there's a mitzvah ta'aseh, one of seven mitzvot b'nei Noach for goyim is dinim. But at the end of the day, there's no substance to that. Am Yisrael nishtabach shemo. Kadosh Baruch Hu natan lanu ve'ein ha'mishpatim asher ta'aseh lifneihem. Chukot u'mishpatim tovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us beautiful Torah u'mitzvot. Everything's there. Afoch ba, va'afoch ba, dekula ba. It makes so much sense. Everything's so perfect, so pure. Everything's so straight. Derachei ha'derachei no'am, v'chol netivotei ha'shalom. Everything is so beautiful about the Torah Kedosha. That's why you can't teach it to a goy. Lo yavim. Right? He wouldn't understand. It's not meant for them. They have their own dinim. This is the real thing. They say, Rebbe, you're right. You're right. You know, they don't get it. Lo, Your Honor. No, zeh shteyotem. Zeh emet. This is the Torah Kedosha. This is the makor nekol ha'chayim is the Torah Kedosha. Anyway, mikol makom, da'at Maran shulchan aruch, az machloket Edwin and Maran. Da'at Maran.
I'm laughing,
he's
being serious.
Anyway.
Based on what we said before.
Rega, Maran. Shnia. Maran writes in Siman Kuf Pechayet. He says Mefurash. Yeah. Maran says Mefurash that by any Yom Tov, Seudat HaLayla. Now, as opposed to, what's a big difference between Seudat Shabbat and Seudat Yom Tov? Whereas on Shabbat, Yechayav B'Shalosh Seudot. On Yom Tov, Yechayav B'Shte Seudot. Not three. The Rambam says that there's an inyan for Seuda Shlishit b'Yom Tov as well. Lo kiblu dvarav. Yeah, the halacha is, we hold the halacha, that the chovah is only two meals on Yom Tov. Lidat Maran, any meal on Yom Tov. Any Yom Tov, if you forgot Ya'alev Yavo, there's also a chovah to eat pat, and therefore you would have to repeat Birkat HaMazon for any Yom Tov meal that you forgot Ya'alev Yavo.
Even the third one?
Huh?
The third
meal. No. Any of the Seudot Chovah.
One of the two.
Even the second day that isn't Doraita?
Nachon.
Why?
Because it doesn't have to be Doraita. It has to be a Chovah. Is it Chovah to eat when you have Yom Tov Sheni? Is there Chovah to have Seudot on Yom Tov Sheni? Yes or no?
Yes.
Bevadai Shekin. So over there, okay. Now, everybody knows, there's a famous Tosfot in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Kafei Amud Aleph, as well as okay, Rashba. Yeah? No, not in Persian history. The Kitzur. The Rashba and Tosfot write in Sukkah in their Chidushim, in Sukkah of Kafei Amud Aleph. They argue. Although the Rif and Rambam and other Rishonim say that there's a chovah to eat bread every one of the two Yom Tov meals on any Yom Tov, the Rashba and the Tosfot bring the ayot from Shas that no. It's a mitzvah to eat, but there's no chovah to eat bread. There's a mitzvah to have a seudah, to eat other things, but chovah to eat bread, there's not. The only time that there's a chovah to eat bread is only the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot. First night of Pesach, why? Because of matzah. First night of Sukkot, because the Gemara derives tutu, right? It has the gzera shava of hamisha asar, to obligate us in eating Bread in the Sukkah, the first night of Sukkot, over there, it's mamash an obligation, so much so that as opposed to the other days of Sukkot and the other days of Pesach, where if you want to make do with eating fruits and vegetables the rest of Pesach and the rest of Sukkot, it's okay. Whereas on the first night of Pesach, you can't do that. You have to go, and not only for matzah, the Mishnah says in Arve Pesachim, afilu ani amchazer ala petachim, yeah, even ani who collects taka, mocher kesuto kede liknot yain arba'a kosot. He has to go and sell his clothes in order to buy wine for arba'a kosot. If that's the case for arba'a kosot, which is only mitzvah midrabbanan, kal vachomer ben beno shel kal vachomer for what? From matzah midoraita, in safek. So now, that being said over there, although Maran HaShulchan Aruch holds that you're chozer for ya'alev yavo, for any one of Su'udot Yom Tov, la'alacha ul-ma'aseh, Maran Zichron Berachah says, this is a beautiful textbook case of where we make a safek brachot lehakel neged Maran. Maran says, do it, repeat Birkat HaMazon. Whereas, according to Tosfot and the Rashba, the only time you'd have to be chozer is only the first night, well, in Chutz La'aretz, I shouldn't say, in Chutz La'aretz, what would you say about the second night of Pesach and the second night of Sukkot? What's it chilling at? Seder. What chilling? You're not Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. Drabbanan, Baba. Drabbanan.
That's what I'm saying, so that's why you won't have to...
That's not chilling. Drabbanan. Kol ha'over al divrei chachamim chayav mita, the Gemara says. No.
There's an equal chova for the second day, the Chutz La'aretz, just as in the first day.
It's over there. Anyway, one second. Mikol Makom, over there, according to these Rishonim, since you'd be Yotze by all other Yamin Tovim besides for the first two nights of Pesach and the first two nights of Sukkot, because at the end of the day, I don't care what kind of chova it is, whether it's Doraita or Drabanan, it's a chova. So you have to eat pot. Let's say the second night comes, second night of Pesach, and he says, I don't want to eat matzah. It doesn't work like that. You have to, no, it's not Doraita. What not Doraita? The Chachamim come and beat him. Yeah? Listen carefully. The Rambam says, what's the difference when the Gemara speaks about Malkut versus Makat Mardut? What's the difference? Malkut is lashes midoraita. Makat Mardut is a beating, which refers to for transgressing the Rabbanan. The Rambam says, what's the difference between them? Malkut is Malkut Rabbaim. Only 39 lashes, there's a limit. Makat Mardut, for the Rabbanan, the Rambam writes, Makin oto ad shetetze nafsho. How's that? Or until he's chozer b'tshuva, whichever one comes first. Death or tshuva, you choose. Yeah? Good choice. Anyway, so now, according to this, we say, safek brachot la'akil neged Maran. Then on all other days, on all other Yamin Tovim, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, or Shavuot, or Pesach Day, or Sukkot Day, or whatever it is, in any of those things, if a person forgot Ya'alev Yavo, but the Avad, he should not go back and repeat Birkat HaMazon because it's Safek Berachot La'akel Neged Manan. Because according to Tosfot and the Rashman and a few other Rishonim, you're already Yotze Birkat HaMazon. So you're putting yourself in a situation, Bekum Va'aseh, that you'd be saying needless Brachot. According to this poskim, you shouldn't be doing that. What's the Shem?
Also
Chayav
to have a soda, no? So why don't you go back to Al-Anis?
Time out. Purim is not a Yom Tov. Purim is Yom Sason B'Simcha, but it's not a Yom Tov. Yom Tov is described by Chazal. What is Yom Tov? Okay. Yom Tov means Isur Melacha. Yom Tov refers to a day that that's prohibited to work. Purim is not one of those days. Hanukkah is not one of those days. Especially if you look at the Birkei Yosef. What is Birkei Yosef? Yafeh Me'od. When was his Yartzeit? Today was Rosh Hashanah, nechon? I should say tonight is actually Kaf Aleph Be'adar, is my grandfather's yahrzeit, my namesake. So the Divrei Torah should be La'inu Mishmato HaTorah Mor Zekeni Meir Ben Yivka. And also tonight's the yahrzeit of the Noam Elimelech in Lezhensk. Lechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Yeah, so Kedoshe Anyone. Anyway, Mikol Makom. So it's a big day. Kaf Aleph Be'adar is a big day. And all we're a week away from Nisan. Shtabach Shemo. Nisan is Lo Ayu Yamin Tovim Le'Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Shtabach Shemo. So now, back to this, the halacha is, what was I saying?
Purim
is not a Yom Tov. Chanukah is not a Yom Tov. Birkei Yosef, Siman, Taf Resh Sadihe. He writes Meforash, brings a machloket to poskim, whether or not Seudat Purim requires pat. Now we know the Gemara already tells us Seudat Purim requires basar vayayin. What about bread? Brings them machloket to poskim. Maskanat Birkei Yosef, in Siman Tirtze Tefilati, Taf Resh Sadihe, he says Meforash, that Seudat Purim, Lechatechila, a person should, but Meikar Adin, it does not require pat. And therefore, we're back to the original formula. If it doesn't require pot, and if you forget it, yep. Now, there's no chovah. There's no isul melacha. There's, how do we know? Yeah, there's an isul melacha, but you can circumvent, there are situations in halacha that circumvent the isul melacha on chol moed through the devar avid and other kinds of things, whereas on Yom Tov, let's say I suffer a financial loss by not working on Shabbatot v'yamim tovim. What do you tell the guy? Welcome to Judaism. Yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, I'm not talking about on a high, you know, bitachon level that we know Shabbat is makor beracha v'chule v'chule. He says, look at the bank. Look at the bank. I'm losing money. You see from today, current events, banks are garnished. Yeah? What's a bank? What's a bank? What's money? Enclosed like that. Mazeh, nachon? Anybody taking finance here? You keeping up with the current events? Two banks, kacha big, yafin, Silicon Valley, zin, nachon? That's the epicenter of high-tech of the United States. What happened to the bank? Kadosh Baruch Hu tzachak alehim, Yoshev b'shamayim, Yishak, Adonai yil'ag lamo. Kadosh Baruch Hu tzachak, and they closed down. There's no money, there's no banks, there's only ein od mi levado. V'yada'ata hayom, ki Adonai hu ha'elohim, shamayim ma'al ve'al ha'aretz mitachat, ein od mi levado. There's nothing else. There's no banks, and no money, and no jiddi, klum. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh ma sheyesh. Yeah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim. No, actually, David HaMelech writes, Tov li Torat Picha me'alfei zahav v'chasef. The Torah is greater to me than any money, gold, silver, klum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, through the mouth of the Navi, Li ha'kesev v'li ha'zahav. Hashem says, everything belongs to me. Everybody's busy, money, money. Everybody's chasing money, making money, investing, buying, selling. Ze shtuyot ha'ele. Torah kedosha, Torah matihi aleha. What's going to be with the Torah? Yeah, Yemeshen Otenu Bahim, 70 Shana, Ve'im Bigvurot, 80 Shana, Ve'robam Amal Vav, and everybody's always running, running. You got 70, 80, 90, 120 years max, you're done. You can't, what is the Baraita say at the end of Masechet Avot? Bish'at Petirato Shel Adam, En Melavin Lo, Lo Kesef, Ve'lo Zahav, Ve'lo Avanim Tovot Margaliot, Ela Torah Ma'asim Tovim Bilvad. At the time of a person's passing, no money, no gold, silver, bank accounts, cars, luxury, vacations, all that stuff is garnished. Klum. Only Torah Ma'asim Tovim. Even his relatives. The relatives, they come to the grave, they cry a little bit, then what do they say? Allah ma'akun. They say, Shalom, Salamat. And then they go home and they party. And then Zem Miskin, Yoshev Ba'adama, En Lo Klum. Nachon? That's the Torah Kedosha. I know it sounds a little bit macabre, but it's, you know, this is life. This is life. A person has to focus sometimes on life. So, Mikol Makom, are they going to start Maariv early again today? It's a false start. It's a 5-yard penalty. Anyway, Mikol Makom. Yes, they do. No, we start early. Anyway, Mikol Makom, let's finish up. So over here, that's the mitzvah ta'aseh b'Lil Pesach, the difference between Lil Pesach and the others. Now, there are, I didn't even get to the Isura, that's the mitzvah ta'aseh on Pesach. As Maor mentioned before, there is a mitzvah ta'aseh that applies even nowadays, that starts even before Pesach. The Torah says, Ach bayom adishon, tashbitu se'or mibatechin. There's mitzvah ta'aseh, tashbitu. Tashbitu means to destroy or to eliminate. Now obviously, everybody knows the famous Gemara, the beginning of Masech Pesachim, how is a person mekayim the mitzvah of tashbitu? Now, although the Baraita does bring down certain physical ways, sorfo ba'esh, or zorko layam, or mefarerov zorko laruach, right? Different ways that a person can physically eliminate it. But the Torah tells us that there's another way to fulfill mitzvat aseh of tashbitu, which is how?
Bitun.
And the Gemara says, doesn't even have to be bapeh, mevatelo belibo vedayo. Yeah? All a person needs to do is be mevatel balev. Now, what is the essence of bitul? It's a machloket rishonim. Ledat rov kechol haposkim, not like Tosfot, the most Rishonim understand that bitul is a frame of mind, it's a state of mind where a person makes a decision that he doesn't want and has nothing to do, he derives zero benefit from the existence of the chametz, he removes himself from its existence. That's why we say in the text, kol chamira di'ika birshuti, de'la chaziteu de'la bi'arte, livtil v'le'eve, ke'afra, like dust, just like you don't care about the dust, you don't care about it, and that's all. The Tosafot disagree, and they say, you know why I say Tosfot, the Tosafot disagree, as opposed to Tosfos disagrees. Why? Because Tosfos was not a person. The Tosafot were a group of people. Yeah, spanning how many countries were Ba'alei Tosafot from? Four. France, Germany, England, Italy. Yeah, they're all there. The first Ba'alei Tosafot were Rashi's Talmidim and grandsons. Rashi's Talmid Mufak was Rabbeinu Simcha Mivitri, who also wrote the famous Sefer Machzor Vitri, and his grandchildren, Berosh Barishona Rashbam, Rabbeinu Shmuel Bar Meir, Rabbeinu Tam, his younger brother, Riha Zaken, all of these were Gdolei Ba'alei HaTosafot, and from then, the Tosafist period, it spanned approximately 150 years. From Rashi's passing until the end of the Ba'alei HaTosafot took approximately 150 years. So, and every Masechet in Shas was written by a different group of Ba'alei HaTosafot. Hence, that's why Shita Mekubetzet pointed out in many Masechtot, the styles of the Tosafot on different Masechtot are different. The reason isn't because they were written by different groups of Ba'alei HaTosafot. Anyway, there's a lot to see.
Why are they all on the one side?
Tosafot means it just means additions.
How do they not contradict each other?
They do, many times.
Yeah.
Many times there's not contradict, but they're cholek on one another, from one masechet to another. And that's not a code. They're so different Ba'alei HaTosafot. Anyway, we'll continue with this tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. I want to get to Isurei Chametz, but that was the two mitzvot aseh of Pesach, or Chametz and Tashbitu. Bezat Hashem, we'll break down the Isurei Chametz tomorrow. Baruch Adonai la'olam, amen v'amen, laila tov.
Yeah. 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 Ye